With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Rhetoric between Iran and the U.S. heats up ahead of tomorrow's talks in Geneva to restrict Iran's nuclear ambitions.
Iran has pushed back against President Donald Trump.
They're working to build missiles that will soon reach the United States of America.
Responding on X, Iran's foreign ministry spokesman dismissed Trump's remarks at the State of the Union as big lies. Meanwhile, Iran's parliament speaker said the U.S. could either engage in diplomacy or face the wrath of Iran if it attacks. America has assembled its biggest deployment of aircraft and warships into the Middle East in decades. I'm Karen Shamas.
Winter's keeping its frigid grip across the Northeast as light snow moved across the area last night. Bob Orovec with the National Weather Service says more snow could be on the way.
Potential for more warmer days as we head into the last month of winter. So, you know, it will get warmer. There is, however, a pretty cold air mass that's going to sink southward across the northern part of the country this weekend.
And for drivers, he says, the key is to keep an eye out for hidden ice.
So there will be melting. The risk is always in the morning. The temperature, whatever melts overnight, could refreeze in the morning. So every morning there's the potential for icy spots.
Marco Rubio is visiting the Caribbean, where he's defending the Trump administration's military operation to capture Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro. The Secretary of State tells leaders from the 15-member Caribbean community bloc that Venezuela and the region are better off as a result of that USA raid. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 307 points, the Nasdaq rose 288, the S&P 500 advanced 56, oil down 16 cents to $65.47 a barrel. This is SRN News. America's pastors are talking about persecution. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
According to a poll of Protestant pastors conducted by Lifeway Research, the vast majority of them are acutely aware of how their brothers and sisters in foreign lands are being oppressed. The survey finds that 86% of preachers have urged their congregations to pray for persecuted Christians abroad. 66% say they have delivered sermons focusing on abuse of believers, and a few have brought in experts to give talks about the problem. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Auschwitz Jewish Center Foundation has hosted representatives from 26 nations. They spent several days in Poland this month on an educational tour focused on Holocaust remembrance and confronting bigotry. During the trip, the dignitaries traveled to Auschwitz, the former Nazi concentration and extermination camp where hundreds of thousands of Jews were murdered during World War II. This is SRN News. Rhetoric between Iran and the U.S. heats up ahead of tomorrow's talks in Geneva. Federal prosecutors allege participants in a July 4th gathering outside a Texas immigration detention center. A police officer was wounded in the melee or Antifa members.
Prosecutors say they were waging a violent campaign aimed at influencing U.S. policy. The allegations come in opening statements in federal court in Fort Worth. In the trial of nine people charged for their alleged involvement in the gathering at the Prairie Land Detention Center last year. Several defense attorneys contend their clients were not Antifa and came only to take part in a noise demonstration to show support for immigrants. Rich Thomason reporting.
More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.